Monthly report from Lincoln County School District Number 2. Superintendent Matt Erickson live in studio this morning. Superintendent, your car started this morning. That's a good start, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we appreciate modern technology and the comforts of life that we're blessed with, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we appreciate your time. It has been just slightly cold over the last couple of weeks, and that's I know always causes problems with bus routes and buses and everything, but you guys have always, the transportation department always has done a good job with what they got.
Duke, you're exactly right. You know, we're not without our challenges as an organization, but what a wonderful organization, and we've got great leadership. Our department directors, as you just mentioned, Ryan Lyman with transportation, and then Warren Hicks with maintenance, and those two gentlemen and their departments have certainly been under the gun the last few weeks with the temperatures and whatnot, but we appreciate our bus drivers and our mechanics. Our mechanics are amazing, and then our maintenance guys. The heat's been on and been working, and they've been responding to several notifications on an app that we have, you know, middle of the night, early morning, whatever, and find their way to the buildings and make sure that we have a conducive learning environment ready to go for staff and students.
Yeah, certainly play a pivotal, important role, absolutely, and I'm sure they are ready for a little warmer weather.
I think they would appreciate a little reprieve for a day or two. Yeah,
I bet. Superintendent Matt Erickson, LCSD number 2 in studio this morning. Of course, the state legislative session going on right now. As always, there's education discussions and bills, and understand there's probably a few you guys are tracking and keeping your eye on.
So you're exactly right, Duke. We're tracking about 115-ish bills right now that have to do with education. We certainly appreciate Senator Dockstetter and Representative Erickson, and then Representative Andrew Byron. They're very responsive. We are texting, emailing, and phone calls pretty much on a daily basis, sometimes multiple times a day. And then we try to reach out to Senator Pearson out of Kemmer and Representative Heiner as well. But we very much appreciate our local legislators, and they have the best interest of our students and our valley in mind at all times, and we appreciate them. I don't understand all of the games that are played, or the strategy, so to speak. So
the political politics.
Yes, yeah. Sometimes I might be frustrated with a vote or whatever, and then in talking to, like I say, Representative Erickson or Senator Dockstetter, then they explain their strategy to me and what's going on behind the scenes, and it makes complete sense. And they're working really, really hard for us. So
it's a lot of bills to kind of keep track of, and it's still early in the session. A lot of these bills still in committee and just barely getting the first readings on the full floors of the House and Senate. But any particular that you're especially focused on?
So there's obviously some funding bills that we're keeping track of. There's some bills with opening up more choice. One that we're making sure that we're tracking heavily and having our opinion felt on is teacher licensure. There's a bill to decrease the expectations or the requirements for teacher licensure, and so we're on top of that one. We feel strongly that we need to continue to have highly qualified and the best possible teachers and whatnot for our students. And then the repealing of the gun zones, that's a big one to us, and that'll make significant changes. Here we're all gun nuts and Second Amendment people, but there are some challenges with that and some concerns, especially with, if you look at it in connection, I believe it's House Bill 152, don't quote me on that number, but would lower the age for a Wyoming resident to get their concealed carry to 18. So one of our concerns is, you know, we could possibly have several students 18 to 21 with their concealed carry and legally carrying in our schools. And we're maybe not as concerned with our students, but maybe with other students that would be visiting for ball games or athletic competitions or whatever. That's a concern to us.
You know, and it's a lot of people will go back to when I went to school, we had our rifles in the back window, which is true. And I
absolutely
and
guilty as charged.
Right. Yeah. And that's and that's that. Yeah. Having an 18-year-old with a pistol in their pocket concealed is different than a hunting rifle in the back window. Right.
Yeah. We it comes with some concerns and challenges. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll continue to track it. Of course, lots of other pieces of legislation to be discussed and talked about. Anything else happening in District 2 you wanted to mention today?
Again, we just very much appreciate our staff, from our bus drivers, custodians, food service, mechanics, secretaries, certainly, to our amazing teachers and instructional paras. So just a great organization and happy to be part of it.
All right, that's the Lincoln County School District number 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.